I don't have Parkinson's disease. I do have MS. I wanted to give you some information that has been beneficial to me. Now, none of this is a cure. However, it doesn't cost much, and you can do it yourself. There's a doctor in Italy that claims that cancer is a fungus. He treats cancer with some success with sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda. I've started using baking soda in a nebulizer to breathe it, and I also take an Alka-Seltzer once a day to alkalize my, make my blood alkaline. This is helpful. Doesn't cure anything, but it is helpful, and I feel pretty good. Another thing that I do is I take a drug in low dose called naltrexone. It's actually called low-dose naltrexone. It's 4.5 milligrams of a drug that they use to stop people from being alcoholics and drug addicts. But in low doses, the doctor that found this found that all blood work happens to improve. In other words, white cells and T cells and so forth and so on. This might be something you might want to look into, because this low-dose naltrexone serves to enhance or regulate your immune system. So that could be very helpful for you. The last point I wanted to make was you took an MRI for manganese, and I'm glad you know about that. Very few people will even recognize that. The disease that mimics Parkinson's disease is called manganism. But there is an antidote to a manganese overdose, and that would be lithium. Now, I don't know what dose lithium you would take. I do know that you don't want to do it pharmaceutical, because you know that requires a doctor. But you can get lithium in very low doses in the health food store. You don't want to overdo that either.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it all. Speaking of lithium and Ashland, Oregon, once again, they're quite famous for their Lithia Park, and there's a drinking fountain at the park which contains the water from that is lithiated naturally. So one can come up and drink Lithia water for free, although you have to go to Ashland, Oregon for that.
One of the things that's going on with lithium, the Japanese just did a study, and they are claiming that when people consume lithium, they don't tend to commit suicide. In other words, the suicide rates are lower in high lithium areas that in the water system. And now governments are starting to consider putting lithium in the water system like they do fluoride. Well, I'm pleased to be able to give you this information. It's all very simple, very easily done on your own. With the exception of the low-dose naltrexone, you will need a doctor and a prescription for it. But if you can look it up on the Internet, it's a very efficient. As a matter of fact, I've been taking it for about a year now. One of the side effects is to have pleasant dreams, very vivid dreams. I enjoy going to bed because it's like going to the movies every night.
Great, wonderful.
Doesn't get better than that, huh?
It's true.
I have you mentioned blood work. I just had a full panel hemoglobin test done. It's a couple of pages of tests. And for the first time in my life, I have perfect blood work. Everything was within its range. Everything was proper. My cholesterol was low. In fact, very low due to the, of course, to the exercise. But so something I'm doing in all of the supplements and botanicals and other things that I'm doing is very beneficial for my blood.
One of the things I wanted to mention, I tried to contact Michael J. Fox because I have evidence that he had large amounts of mercury implanted in his teeth in mercury amalgams. There's a movie that he did called Greedy, and there's a scene where he's at a bowling alley and he gets very excited and he opens his mouth very, very wide and all of his molars from the front teeth all the way back on both sides are covered with mercury. I tried to contact him and tell him those things are not going to do him any good. He should have them removed before he proceeds with any other medical issues. But he's impossible to talk to, and I mean, he's being protected, and I can't possibly give him the information.